Today's daf is Zvachim Nun Hey, and we'll pick it up with the Mishnah Nun Dalid Amid Beis, about 7 lines up. This is now the fourth Mishnah in the Perek Eitz Humakolon. We started off talking about the Chatos Pnimios. Next Mishnah was about Chatos. Other ones we had with the Olos, and now we're going to talk about the Shalmei Tzibur and the Shamos. What's the unique halachos regarding these? So says the Mishnah. Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur v'Hashamos, right? These special types of Shalmei Tzibur. What exactly is that? So Rashi tells us right away, it is the Kivsei Atzeres, right? The special korbanos that are brought on Shavuos. That's the unique application of this Mishnah. Elohein Hashamos, so then what are the Hashamos? Ashem Gezelos. So an Ashem Gezelos is brought when a person stole something, and they took a shavua that they don't have it, so then they have to return the object to pay a chomesh. They also bring a special unique korban called Ashem Gezelos, Ashem Gezelo. Next one is Ashem Me'ilos. If a person used property belonging to the Beis HaMikdash, or another way to violate Me'ilu would be to take property outside of the Beis HaMikdash, right? Ashem Shifra Charufa. So what's this case of a Shifra Charufa? Rashi explains, 4 lines up, Haba al Shifra Kenainis, Hamiu Edes Le'eved Ivri. So he had relations with a Shifra Kenainis who was designated to get married to an Eved Ivri. So how is this allowed to happen? How are they allowed to have a Shifra Kenainis, marrying a Jew? So there's a Ramban, actually, in Maseches Kiddushin, where he explains that really, that there are two types of kinyonim that happen with an Eved Ivri. One is like a legal kinyon mamon that the owner has on him, and the other one, he has like a mehus, he has a kinyon iser on him. So he's allowed to give over a Shifcha Kenanis, who would not normally be mutter to a regular Yisroel. So then if he had designated this Shifcha Kenanis to marry his Eved Ivri, and someone else had relations with it, that's what it means, Oshem Shifcha Charufa, he would bring a korban in that case. Okay, the next Mishnah continues, says, Oshem Nazir, right? Now this is, normally when a Nazir completes his period of Naziros, then he's not bringing an Oshem. This is if he became a Tomei, then he has to bring a Korban Oshem. Oshem Mitzorah, I think Mitzorah, when he's becoming Torah, and then an Oshem Toli. Oshem Toli is a person who's unsure whether or not he did an Aveira that would make him Chayv to bring a Chatas. So in the meantime, he brings an Oshem Toli. Toli means like, you know, it's suspended. It's I think in English, like held in abeyance, where we don't know what the din is. So in the meantime, he doesn't do anything. He actually brings a... it's not that he doesn't do anything, I meant to say, but he brings a Korban Oshem Toli. Okay, now, all these, says the Mishnah, Shechitosim B'tzofim, they're all in the... Tzafon v'kibul domon v'chei sharis b'tzafon, right? We're familiar with this from the Mishnayos by Davening. V'domon ton shtei matanos shehein arboah, and it requires two placements on the sides of the Mizbeach, which really is 4. V'ne'echolin lifnim min ha'klovim, and they're eaten inside by the curtains. So that's an interesting lashon to have. Min ha'klovim? I think it's the Tosfos Yom Tov who points out that the klovim, the curtains, were there only when they were in the midbar, but when you have the Beis HaMikdash is built, so then there's no climb there. There's the Azara. So from the fact you see the lashon in the Mishnayos several times is min haklayim, he says this is a raya that these Mishnayos were taught by Moshe Rabbeinu himself. This is the oldest part of it. So when I said we're familiar with this from davening, the oldest part of davening that we have from Moshe Rabbeinu himself is the Mishnayos of Eitz Humakolon. We have Aleinu from Yoshua, okay, but you have by the Min HaKlayim, and it's a din of where the korbanos were allowed to be eaten. Continues the Mishnah, says Lezichri Kahuna for the male kohanim lechol ma'achal. It can mean any type of way you wanted to cook it up. The Yom Balayla ad Chatzos, and it could be eaten the day and the following night until Chatzos. Now it's interesting that there's korbanos are called an Oshem. But there's other averus. Why specifically these are called Oshem, right? The Oshem like a guilt or right? Like Lashon of Ashamnu. So the Ramban has in Parshas Vayikra, in Perakeh, he has a discussion as to why is it sometimes something's called a chatas and sometimes other things is called an Oshem. So the Ramban writes, Lo nisbarer matam yeh shem ha-korban ha-echad chatas v'shem echad ha-oshem. Not sure why it uses different ones, but kulam yavol al-chait. Right? They're all, you did something wrong, they're both for averos. V'lo nucha loymer bavor shachatas nekeiv. You can't say because chatas is nekeiv, right? Ki yesh chato zocher, because you have some that are males. Se'irim, uporim, right? Ve'in lo mashiyeh mipnei choymer achet. You can't say that it's because it's such a serious aveir that you did. Ki hine b'mitzora mevi shnei korbanos. V'shem echad chatas v'shem asham, right? One's a chatas and one's was an asham. So it's the same thing he did, right? So it's hard to say that. So the Rambam says, since you can't see those two reasons, he gives a different a suggestion. Venir be'enai. It would seem to me as follows. Kishem asham mora al davar godol asher ha'onish yeschayv lios shamem ve'aved bo. It's something that the person really destroyed. Shamem means like you to annihilate something. Like we say in ashamnu. It literally, you know, we've destroyed all of our spirituality. Right, he brings rias from chumash, like there's a shame of nacht, where we deserve to be punished. Then he plugs in, skipping a little bit. Vehine oshem gazelos v'shivcha charufa. The mission just discussed. Bavur shehem boim af al hamezid. Right, yikari korbanim oshem. Even though they did something, he did b'mezid. It's called a guilt. Vehine oshem nazir. Right, by the nazir who became tamei mace. Aval oshem meilos af al pi shehu b'shogeg. That could be if you did it accidentally, right? You didn't realize that the chair you were sitting on belonged to the base of Migdash. Bavurshu b'kodesh Hashem yikari korban oshem, because it belongs to Hashem, it's called an oshem, right? Ki yechet gadol. It's a very serious thing. You deserve to be, person deserves to be devastated by this. Kasha yikare meila, right? They say it's like you're moil. Keep going through these a few more. He says ve'inyan mitzora, right? He brings both the chatas and the asham. Bavur shaham mitzora choshuv kemeis v'hinehu kevar shamim v'aved. It's like he is dead. Tie into last week's parsha with Miriam speaking Lashon Hara and the Saras. Okay, so that's Ramban al HaTorah that connects to our Mishnah. So let's start the Gemara now on the top of Nun Hey Amud Aleph. Says the Gemara Menolon Devoy Tzofon. How do you know that all these Shalmei Tzibur that we just had? How do we know that these are shechted in the northern side? The Tani Rabba Barbar Chanon. This is talking about the korbanos that you bring on Shavuos. Ma chatas betzafon, and just like the chatas is done betzafon, av shalmei tzibur betzafon. So too, it's a comparison. So too, the shalmei tzibur also shechted on the northern side. Omer le Rava, so Rava says, v'chi chatas mehechal namdo. So how do you know that a chatas is brought in the north side? You know that me'ola. You learn from the ola. Dover halami behekesh, choyzer malami behekesh. Right, we just had two blots in this whole thing. Like a secondary teaching. You taught me one thing, I'm using that to teach me something else. So it can't be, right? We had that on Mem Tesamid Beis. Ella Midatani Rav Mari Bered Rav Kahana. Really, the way we're going to learn out the Shalmei Tzibur on the Tzafon is from a different, it's from a Pasuk. Al Olo Sechem, so it mentions the Ola, Ve'al Zivche Shamechem, it also mentions Shlamim. Ma Ola Kodshe Kodoshim, Kodshe Kodshim, Af Zivche Shalmei Tzibur Kodshe Kodshim. Right, so first of the hex, they're both are Kodshe Kodshim. Ma Ola B'Tzafon, just like the Ola is brought in Tzafon, Af Zivche Shalmei Tzibur B'Tzafon. So that's how we learn it out. We learn it out from the thing. Okay, Ela Hekesh Shekama Lama Lamai Asa. So, what was the first Hekesh between the Shalmei Tzibur and the Chatos? What's that about? Why do you need it? Ki Chatos Ma Chatos Einen Echelas El Zichri Kahuna. Just like it's only eaten by the male Kohanu Av Zichri Shalmei Tzibur El Zichri Kahuna. So too, the Shalmei Tzibur only eaten by the male Kohanim. Now, it's interesting, this whole idea about being tzofon. We've gone through and asked, like, with each one of these different korbanos. So the achronim have a chikira. Is this just a din in kodshe kolim in general? I'm sorry, not shekolim, kodshe kodshim. So the backwards, kodshe kodshim. Let me correct myself. Kodshe kolim could be brought anywhere in the Azara. But kodshe kolim, kodshe kodoshim have to be brought in the tzofon. Or it says a general halacha. No, maybe it's unique to each. So we had two suggestions, and the Gemara rejected the first one and picks up on the second one. But the Achronim point out, when the Rambam quotes this halacha, that where they have to be brought, he doesn't quote the second reason, which the Gemara accepts. The Rambam quotes the first rejected reason. Hilchos Maisa Korbonos Perakei Halacha Gimel. Uminayin she ein shoychtin kodshe kodshim el bitzafon shahari ne'amar ba'ola v'shochet osa al yerech ha'mizbeach tzafona v'chatas hu oimer b'mokam asher tishchat ha'ola tishchat ha'chatas. Kshem shechatas nikras kodesh kodesh kodeshim kacha ola nikras kodesh kodeshim uva'ashim ho'oimim b'mokam asher yishchatu esa ola yishchatu esa oshim v'sham etzibur hukshu lechatas, right? Shnemar v'asisim seir izim echa lechatas v'shnei kevasim v'nishtana v'zevach shlamim l'fikach. Therefore, says the Rambam, hein kodesh kodeshim kechatas v'nishchatin b'mokam shchitaso.
Okay, but that's the Rambam. So some of the Achronim want to be medayik. I think it'll be Malin that because of this way the Rambam formulated, he's learning that really that this his chakir that Tzafon is a din in all of the kodshim. That's why the Rambam preferred to bring the first reason as opposed, which was rejected, as opposed to the second reason of our Gemara.
Okay, Vayter Amar Le'Abaye Ihochi. If this is true, so now I have to talk about the El Nozer. Et gabe el nozer dichsiv v'hikriv es korban al Hashem keves ben shno so tamim echad la ola. So you see that he's bringing it is an ola v'kov sa achas bashno so tamim lechatas v'ayel echad tamim lishlamim. Right, so we make this hekish. Hachinami name it. We have to say the same thing over here. The hikish hakosuv lechatas. You made a hekish between the shlamim and that machatas ein nechas el zichrei kahuna. I'm sorry, not the Shlom, but the El Nozir, right? Af El Nozir, nami einin echel el zichrei kahuna, right? Because we see that that he can eaten only by the male Kohanim. It's not true, because the next Mishnah says clearly that the korban of the Nozir is eaten by any Jew who's tahor. Lab dafke kohen. Right? So it says, one second. Hachi hashta, what kind of comparison are you trying to make? Hosam, over there by the El Nozir, Kevin, the Pasuk says, Vilaka hakoin es a zra b'sheila min ha'ayil. He's going to take, the zra b'sheila is a whole sugya in Yoredeya, the source of Bitul B'shishim, but he takes this cooked foreleg, right, of the ram, michlal the kule balim achile. But what the diak is that the owner is going to eat all the other parts of it, right? So that's clearly what you see by the nazir, zro b'sheila mihulo lis achil el lizuri kahuna. If that's true, then it should have said that no, that it can only be eaten by the male kahuna. It says kasha. You're right. So it should have been the limud, but it's not. Okay. So we know many times kasha, whenever the Gemara uses, it doesn't mean that it's been disproved. It just means you have a difficulty. But there are teruts and for this. Right. Tuyufta means that you've been upschlugged. It's over with. But kasha means it's a difficulty. V'by seima, if you want to give a different name, kodshek ikri, kodshek kodoshim lo ikri. No, it's called Kodshe, one, holy, sacred, but not Kodshe, the holy is still holy, right? El lamai hilchasa itkash, so in what was the hekish made for? Amar Rava, she'in gileach al echa mishloshton yotza. Because Rava says, no, the hekish teaches me that if a nozer would shave after he was makriv any one of these, then b'dieved he would be yotze. Okay, now the next Mishnah starts discussing Kodshim Kalim, right? A new changeover in the Mishnayos in this parak, and it's going to talk about the total and the toda and the El Nozer. Says the Mishnah, Hatoda ve'El Nozer Kodshim Kalim. So these are Kodshim Kalim. Shchitosim b'chol makom ba'azora. So now we've switched. If you notice, we had Kalim in the last Mishnah. Now we've gone to the Azora. V'domon ta'un shtei matanu shehein arba. You have to place it two spots on this bech, which really turns into four because you put them on the sides. V'ne'echal ne'echal ha'ir. And kachim kalim can be eat throughout the entire city of Yerushalayim. Different reasons why. Number one, it's mukefes choma, that it can be done. There is actually a discussion as a tosfos in Sanhedrin on Mem Beis, which discusses in a different context about if other cities would have, besides Yerushalayim, have the status of Mekofas Choma. So some of the Achronim want to say, well, could theoretically we could find a way to transport. Normally, when you move a korban out, it's possible because it was Yotze when that went outside. If somehow you could get it there, I'm not sure exactly through airspace, I don't know, whatever, you could get it there, would you be allowed to eat inside of a walled city like that? But, okay, that's one reason. It's Mekefas Choma. The other reason is because of the Kedusha of Yerushalayim. So right, the kodesh going there. Next is Lechol Adam. Anyone's allowed to eat it. Bechol Michael, you can cook it up any way you want to. L'yom V'layla Ad Chatzos. You get one day and one night until Chatzos. Hamura mehem, anything that's separated from them, kiyotzbem, all the halachas apply to what you take from them. Ela shamurim nechal kohanim, but they can be eaten by the kohanim. Lineshehem, they can be eaten by the wives. Livnehem, their children. Ulaavdehem. So what's the chiddush over here? So the Achronim speak out. The avdehem is talking about, must be talking about an Eved Kenayni, because an Eved Ivri is a regular Jew. So the Chiddush is that an Eved Kenayni could eat from Kodshe called Kalim. Now on the Levnehem, there's a discussion, it's a Machloikis. The Sfas Emes wants to learn that this is telling that Ketanim could eat from these Korbanos as well. And the Minchas Chinuch argues. Minchas Chinuch is Kuf Lamed Dalid, if you could find it. Maybe just read the bottom, the end of Kuf Lamed Dalet. He talks about this idea of who's mechuyev, but he says an idea that sit right outside maybe that there must be a shear that has to be eaten from it. And then once they've already eaten that, there's leftovers from that. Then the ketanim could eat. Mashkos v'rabim chaber over v'lo achlo bitul mitzvus ase hainu also beis av demutol alehem ve'efshad im. Right, so someone explained that's what he's talking about, giving to the ketanim in this case, that they could help to make it up. Okay, continues the Gemara now. Tana Rabbanan. Oh, you know what? Actually, there's an interesting tshuva I heard in this context about a nazir. Maybe we'll do a seer over in a... I'll do it now. Okay, just now. The Minchas Yitzchak was asked the following shaila in the 1980s, Diane Weiss. What's the din by a Nazir Bizman Hazeh? Right? So we know that Rav Kook had his famous Talmud who was a Nazir, but apparently the story was an Israeli who was, after the army or something, he wanted to go find himself, like many good Israelis do. And he was like, I don't know where, India, something like that. And he read the Bible. I want to see what God wants for me. And he sees in the Bible there's a parsha called a Nazir. He says, this must be what Hashem wants. And he takes upon himself a Nazirus. So then he comes back to Israel and he's, I guess, like becoming more and more religious. Apparently, it's a long tshuva, it's like 3 pages. And he's realizing this isn't necessarily normative Judaism. I don't see any other Nazirim besides me. So he goes to Diane Weiss and asks, how do you end it? You can't bring korbanos. So Diane Weiss writes that if he get two others to agree with him, he would say that this would be a case of a Nazirus betos, because he didn't really understand what it was all about, etc. So he wanted to be makel on him. If he could get two other gedolim as well to agree. Okay, let's start the Gemara. Tanabon, es chazi hatnufa ve'es shok hatruma toichlu b'makom tohor. Talks about the parts of the korban you have to eat in a makom tohor. Amar Rabbi Nechemia v'chi rishon betuma achalim. What? I mean, he was talking about the seirim. He was talking about the mincha right before that. Those psukim you eat in a place where you're tuma. Now that's for you have to come tell me now. By the way, you have to eat this in a place that's tohor. So no, that's not what it means. Ela tohor michlau dehutame tohor mitumas mitzora. V'tamei mituma zav. So tohor in this context is talking place that has some tohor, some tahar, right? So the kohen has to eat it there, like for the mitzora. But it the mitzora is all the way out. But it could be a place of a zav. So it asks the ve'eze ze, which place is that you could eat ze machne Yisrael, right? That we know that there were the shechina was in the middle, then it was machne Levia, and then outside of that was the machne Yisrael. So the parallels to those correspond to the base of Migdash, to the Azar, and to Yerushalayim, right? So Zav was allowed to remain there, but not a Mitzara. So therefore, this is the raya that these korbanos could be eaten anywhere in Yerushalayim. 1 second, says the Gemara, Ve'eim Tohor Metuma Zav. Maybe when it said Torah, it was only talking from a Zav, right? Ve'tamei Metumas Mace. But you're still talking something that's Tomei from a mace. So what would that be? Ve'ezezeh, that would be Zeh Machne Levia. That would be the inner level, right? So according to that, that would be corresponding to the what's it called? The Azara. That's the only place you could eat the Kodshim Kalim. You're not allowed to be eating it in all of Yerushalayim. So Amar Abaye, Amar Kra, Va'achaltem Osa B'makom Kodosh. You'll eat it in a holy place. So So osa, that's a meat, right? So what's the drasha? Osa b'makom kadosh v'lo acheres b'makom kadosh. It, meaning a limitation, that's what has to be eaten in the makom kadosh, but those don't have to be eaten in this makom kadosh. Apko l'machne levia. So we take it out from the machne levia. Hadar ksiv b'makom tahor, in a place of tahara, of purity. So apko l'machne Yisrael. So therefore, we took it out from the machne levi and put it into machne Yisrael. So Rav Amr Osa b'makom kadosh v'lo acheres b'makom kadosh. Here's a different drasha from this. Apko legamri. No, you just take it out in entirely. What does that mean? Hadar kasav rachman. The Torah comes back and says tochlu b'makom tohor. You have to eat in a place that's tohor. Aila l'machne Yisrael. Therefore, it brings it into the machne Yisrael, which is tohor vis-a-vis anywhere that would be outside of it, right? Ve'emo. One second. Aila l'machne levia. Let's say that it brings it into the machne levia. It's also called tohor. Lechada ma'ailinon. For one thing, we'll be malet. We'll bring it up. V'tarte lo ma'inon. But for two things, we're not going to bring it up. Meaning machne levia and machne Yisrael. Yehochi afukinami. So one second, when you're taking it out, lechada mafkinon. You can only take it out from one. V'tarte lo mafkinon. You can't take it out. And according to the original drush you wanted to make, you'd have to eat it in machne Yisrael. V'od. Right, v'od lo tucha lecho b'sharecho. You're not allowed to eat it within your gates. Ksiv, right? That's the pasuk. Right. So the Gemara says you're right that according to that, that would take away any options of eating it. I mean, b'chol sharech means outside Yerushalayim. So the Gemara says you're right. El mechavarta kidabai. Really, the correct pshat, the clearer understanding explanation of this is like Abai and not like Rava's. Okay. The next Mishnah talks now about how the Shlomim were brought as a korban. So says the Mishnah, Shlomim Kodshim Kalim. Okay, so Shlomim Kodshim Kalim, that means you have the night and the following day. Shchitos v'chomokim ba'zora, Shech can be anywhere, it doesn't have to be in the northern side. We're going to talk about, I think we're going to discuss in a minute where you get that from. V'domon ton shtei matan shehin arba, fine. We did the two, which really becomes four. V'necham b'chol ha'ir, could be in the entire city of Yerushalayim. V'chol odam, by any person. V'chol machal, any way you want to cook it. L'shnei yamim, v'layla echad, two nights in the one day. Hamurim mehen, and no part that you separate from them. Kiyotz mehen, have the same halachic status. El shamurim nechal, l'kohanim, l'nesheim, l'avdehim, l'avdehim. So the same thing, that they're eaten by their wives and their children. Ketanim was that machlokas we saw between the Sfasemis and the Minchas Chinuch. L'avdehim, which we said was even to include an Eved Kenayni. There's an interesting Meiri, which people are unsure where he gets this from. The footnotes at the bottom say the Meiri is in Sukkah and Daftes, which says that really, ideally, the Shlom should be eaten by the Baal himself. It's unclear. The Meiri does say this over there. I've been talking about the Chagiga, which is a Shlomim, but okay, that's one Ha'ara. The Ramban in Parshas Tzav says, interesting thing, now, for Shlomim, we know that you have two days to eat it. But he says, lichat chila, it really should be eaten on the first day. Now, it's not a problem. You could eat it on the second day. That's 100% fine. But he brings an idea because the Torah already on the second day, it's called nosar. So from the fact that it's called nosar, even though technically you're allowed to eat at that point, it's not halachically nosar. But since you see the Torah calls it that way, then in fact, what's it called? You should eat it on the first day if possible. Okay, good. Says the Gemara. That's important to know that at the opening, the entrance of the Omoed, the second pasuk says, Veshachat Oso Lifnei Ohel Moed, the second mention of Omoed, Veshachat Oso Lifnei Ohel Moed. So you have it mentioned three times. In the first pasuk, it has the lashon of Pesach. So the Gemara is going to explain what that means. Why is it three times? Says the Gemara Lahakshir Eskol Ruchais. That you can do it in all four directions. In other words, the three psukim tell me all three directions, and from those things, I can do those directions. I can learn out for tzafon. Just like kachim can't be done in every direction. Nevertheless, it's allowed to be brought. It's only allowed to be brought in tzafon. But for lesser
korbanos, less than kedusha, shehuchshu bechol haruchos, they're allowed to be run the other directions. Ein adin shehuchshu betzafon. So then, kal v'chomer, certainly it should be allowed to be brought as a korban in the tzafon. So therefore, you learn out in all directions becholas, in any place in the Azor is good. That's the opinion of the Tana Kama. And then, what's it called? Rabbi Lozer argues. Rabbi Lezer Omer says, yeah, no. Lo nemer hakosuv el lahachshir tzafon. No, you would have had a reason not to allow the shechita to take place in the northern side. Therefore, the psukim have to come to be matir the tzafon. Sheyachel halo vehalo dinhu. It's a kal v'chomer. Uma kodshim kalim shehuchshiru bechol haruchos. Right, you can do it in all the directions. But lo huchshiru mikoman eitzel kodshim kodashim. But the place is not allowed in the same spot. Is not allowed for kodshim. So kodshim shlo huchshiru el tzafon. Those where they're only allowed to be done in the north. Ein adin, isn't it logical to say shlo huchshiru mikom. On Eitzel Kodshim columns, and you can't overlap, right? That's a kavuchom the opposite way, says Rabbi Lezer. You would not be allowed to bring them in. So Tam alom, and that's what the pasuk has to tell me, Oel Moed, that you're allowed to bring Kodshim column even in Tzafon, right? A different type of limud, according to this. All right, now we're on the top of Amud Beis, B'maika Mifli. What's this machlokis all about? What's the machlokis about? So Tanakama Sover Tloso Kroy Ksivi. There are three psukim written, chad gufe. One teaches that the halacha itself, right? Dinivne pesach oyel moed. It has to be done in the opening of the oyel moed. Vechad, and the second pasuk, lahachshir tzedodin, to tell me that the sides of it, that the entire length of going eastward is also not only that which is directly in front of the pesach. Vechad, and the last one, lifsul tzidei tzedodin, to posel these tzidei tzedodin. What is that? So says Rashi, it's downwards, the lines get thin. Kigon lishkois, these chambers, vafilu toichen kodesh, psulos lishchita, right? You're not allowed to do it in the lishkos. That's what Rashi learns, that it's that tzidei tzedodin are, right? Vitzafon lo itzrich kra. But you don't have to tell me a pasuk, because that we can learn out from the kal v'chomer. That was explaining the shita of the Tana Kama, who learned the kal v'chomer. Rabbi Lazar Sover, Rabbi Lazar holds no, like this. Chad gufe, same thing. They wanted to actually tell me it has to be done with the Pesach of the Omoid. Dinivne Pesach Omoid. Chad lahachshir tzafon. Another pasuk tells me that you can do it in tzafon, in the Azara. Vchad, the chad, last one, lahachshir tzedodim, to tell me that the tzedodim are good, but vitzdide tzedodim, lo yitzrich kro. No, you don't need to have a pasuk to tell me that's too far removed, that there wouldn't be necessarily a havmina that you would need for that. Okay, now the Gemara is going to talk about actually facing the opening of the Heichel. Why does it say, you know, at the opening, the opening, or the in front of? What's the difference? So Kamash Malan, the Chiddush tells you, Kidrav Yehuda Amr Shmuel. The Omer of Yehuda Amr Shmuel, Shlamim Sheshachaton Koidim Sheyeposchu Dalsos HaHeichel. If they would do the shechita before the walls, the doors of the heichal were open, psulin, no good. Shneimar ushchato pesach al moed bezmanshu pasuach, in the time when it's open, velo bezmanshu no'ul, not when it's a time when the doors are closed. Therefore, the shlamim are no good. Right now we have an Amor who says like this, Itmanami, we have it, Amar Mar Ukva Bar Chama, Amar Rabbi Yosei Berebi Chanina, Shlomim Sheshachaton Kodem, Shevifoschu Dalsos HaHeichel Psulin. If you shechted the Shlomim before the doors were open, it's no good. Shneemar Ushchato Pesach HaMoed, Bezmancha Pesach HaHeichel Pasuach, Velo Bezmancha Hu No'o. Okay, same thing, just a little bit different Lashon over there. B'marov Masni Hochi, in Eretz Yisrael, and they're in Bavel, which is to the east, so when they refer back to Eretz Yisrael, they refer in the west. B'marov in the west, Eretz Yisrael, Masni Hochi, Amar Rav Yaakov, Bar Acha, Amar Rav Ashi, Shlom Sheshachaton Koidim Sheyiposchu Dalsos HaHeichel Psulin. If you shecht it beforehand, it's no good. Uva Mishkan, Koidim Shiyamidu Levim Es Hamishkan, before the Levim put up the Mishkan, La'acher Shiyafarku Levim Es Hamishkan Psulim. Or if they took down the Mishkan, it would become possible like that. On this Gemara right here, that happens to be a major machlokus. Coming attractions for Samech Aleph. Over there, is machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. When we're talking about this requirement, is that for all korbanos or other korbanos, or is it only a din, like we'll call it in brisker terminology, a din mesuyim, a specialized, a localized halacha in shlomim? So Rashi says it's only shlomim. Rashi says on Samech Aleph, Amid Aleph. He says this only applies to shlomim. Tosfos is a kasha. Tosfos, as we know, remember we learned earlier by the kior, when they used to raise it up, they would rush to go bring the Talmud Shal Shachris, which was an ola. So you see, it does apply to the other korbanos as well. Okay, Mr. Shem, we get there. God willing, we'll elaborate on this machloikis Rashi and Tosfos. Okay. See, you have to have something to look forward to, right? Upcoming attractions, like they say. Vayte pshita, it's poshit, it's obvious. Mugaf kinol dami, if the door was closed but not locked, it's ki'ilu, like it's really locked. Vilon mai, if you had a curtain, what would the din be in that case? So amr of zera, hu atzma enas elak pesach pasuach. A curtain's only like an entrance, meaning it's just for tznius, and therefore it's not really considered as if anything has been closed. Govho, my. What's govho? So says Rashi. So Rashi says you stack things up. Just look for that Rashi. Gov, here it is. Kigon tail o eitz mutal keneged ha-pesach, mafsik bein pesach l'shchita. Okay, right? Pesach pesuch mai. Okay, so what says next part? So if you have like things that are stacked up, right? You have it's a question if something is tall. So Tashma, what's the din? Do you have something very high stacked up? Ditan, you learned in Bryce, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Imer, Shnei Pish Poshin, Hayi Bebeis HaChalifos, V'Govhan Shmona. So they had these two types of like minor little doorways, you know, there. These small little doorways were there, and they were eight amos high. In order to make it so when it was, because there was this opening here, then the entire western part of the Azara was considered to be Lifnei Oil Moin. Right? So you see the diak is, don't you see there was a shmona from here? Lo, the gafu ninhu shmona. No, it's not necessarily, you know, that it was an obstruction, it's just their height was eight amos, right? That's what the height of them were, but it wasn't a blocking of eight. Meisve, 1 second, I'll ask you a kash from Midos. Kol hasha'arim shahayusham, all of the gates they had there, govhan esrim ama, v'roichwan eser ama. Any gates they had there were 20 amos high and they were 10 amos wide. So how can you tell me these were only eight? Right? It's a good question. However, pish posh and shiny. No, these type of like minor little things were different. They were not really considered to be a shar. That's what the Gemara is saying. V'ha'ikat sedodin, but there's the sides on this lishka, the Maile Lehu Bekeren Zavis, that they made these type of like doorways at the corners over there, so that it faced in two directions. So Gemara says Achore Beis HaKaporis Mai. What's the din of these area behind the Kodesh Kodashim, right? Because there's no really, it's not facing any of these openings. So Tashma, I'll answer. The Amar Rami Bar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Lul Katan Haya Achare Besa Kaporis. There was a small little hole in the wall that's behind the Kaporis. Kedei lahachshir es hazara, in order to make it kosher, we machshir the entire azara. Lachilas kodshim kodshim, l'shchitas kodshim kodshim. They could eat kodshim there and then could shech them. Hayin nechsin, that's what the pasuk says. Shnayim lapar bar. There's two watchmen for the par bar. So when I ask, what? It's an interesting word. What does that mean? My lapar bar. What's par bar mean? So amaraba bar rav shila. Kiman da amal, like a person says, klape bar, towards the outside. Bar is always being something outside, like that's the root of the word brisa, right? Brisa is something that was taught outside. It wasn't included necessarily canonized in the Mishnayos. Okay, and Rav Hashem, we'll pick it up tomorrow with the interesting. We'll start off with a discussion about mechitzas and being mitzarif to a minion. Pick it up with for tomorrow's daf. Everyone have a great day.